on Thursday discussed the Shaila of Ein Ola Kakos. The Gemara tells us that it's also Okonom Yad Misecha, comes to exclude Kakos, but Dogra Dikum Yad Yad Tatas and that Kakos. We raise the Shaila whether this din applies only in terms of the gift of the fact, I mean, the consequences of Ono, the din of being master of the Ono, so Kakos is excluded from the Bash of Ono. Should we say the Kakos is excluded even from the Yisr of Ono? There's much nothing wrong in terms of Ono's moment, in terms of cheating again, Ono's moment when it comes to character. They pointed out that no one should think that it's not mutter to cheat a guy even in character. He said the Marshal writes that it's definitely no better than Ono's Dvorim, so it's for sure. Also, the question is whether it's an Isser of Ono's moment or not. We said that Karkos was excluded from the entire Parasha, not only from the Dinim of Abzor, but even from the Isser of Ono's. We put it in the beginning of Ein Kineshah, but Taisvis learning that they're excluded even from the Isser of Ono. Because tomorrow they're talking about the Isser of Gezel, the Isser of Rufus, the Isser of Ono. Why do you need all three of them? And Taisvis threw out a phrase, in another Karkos. Even though the Gemara is not talking about the Chazar of Ono. Talking about the Isser of Ono. So still the Gemara says in another Karkos. And that place seems to be, in a sense, the Mechudish Vikashita. That in another Karkos just means, as the in another Karkos not only means the consequence, but it means the Isser also. The Pashas that Dvarim is not like this Karkos. The Pashas that Dvarim is that the Isser is Ono by character. And it would appear, even from that Sugya in Ezu Neshech, a little bit of a riot for that. Because the Gemara lumping together the Isserim of Gezel, the Isserim of Riddis, the Isserim of Ono. And we find that Gezel also is a klal of Taka Einan Exelas. The Sugya at the very end of the Kavit of Gezayim, of the Mishnah, that Taka Einan Exelas. So what does that mean, Taka Einan Exelas? It's not that from Sukkot. There's no Gezel in Taka. So what does it mean, there's no Gezel in Taka? So we know that Gezel also, there are two different halachas. There's the Isserim of Sigzol, is the prohibition against Gezel, and then there are consequences. If you learn for something, so then there are a whole series of different halachas that you give. Let's take, for example, if I steal your car, so then not only did I run a little six, but now I become responsible for the car. And if something happens, even if an Eidus Gomer happens to the car, it's my responsibility, and a Shiv HaShava. So there are consequences of Gezela. Geneva has even more serious consequences. You have to pay Kefel, or the Shek, that afterwards you sell, you have to pay Dal Behei. But even Gezela, which doesn't entirely with it, is even a Kefel, even if it's a Geneva and Gezela, the Gemara says Geneva means that I sneak into your house and I steal something. Gezela means I steal from you in the broad daylight. So even Gezela, which doesn't carry with it a Chiyuv Kefel, does carry with it a Chiyuv Achzara, carries with it a Hesh Pesach Gezela, carries with it a Chiyuv Unser. So when the Din says the Karak Ein Gezelas, I want to raise the same question. Does that mean that the Din of Achzara's Karak don't apply? So what would that mean? So that's what the Mishnah says about the Kamal Chiyuv Gezela. Why steal your Karak? Does that come in, come with a shotgun and say, get out of here, get off your land, I'm taking over. And now I take over the land, and now flood comes. And ruin destroys the entire land. Abaynuchli yivanah. So the Mishnah says, "Omer l'harishicha l'fanecha." I can say to you, "This is ruin. Not my problem." I wasn't mazik. If I take a shovel, I destroy it. The mazik is a karak. Of course, I'm chayav to pay. But I wasn't mazik the karak. I was a galv. And now the chayav happened. It was that din of a heishiv zekzeil. That chayav of einzit. That applied to zeilas karak. So the Gemara quotes from Pesukim. No, the karak ain't zealous. So one could argue that that din of karak ain't zealous, that means the gabi the hakzoras hagizela. That means the gabi the consequences post gizela. And concerning the isur gizela, where does it say that in the Gemara, the mission that it's put to steal karka? So pashpshat is, of course, it's an isur gizela on karka. That's what the Sifrei says. Sifrei writes the way, of course, it's going. The Sifrei, Rashi, Chumash, and Rashi Shofim, both, and Chosim, and Sassi, Bure, Yachma, Shekhov, and Rishonim, so the Torah says, you're not allowed to go to a guy's backyard and stop playing around with the border markers. You're not allowed to pashk around with the boundaries. So Sasi Bureyach, that's an Issa Diarayis. So the Torah says, what do you need to get to Diarayis? What's not your enemy? It's Gezela. Of course I'm not allowed to play around. I go sleep in the middle of the night and I move the fence. So that's an Issa Diarayis of those six also. What do you need to Sasi Bureyach before? So the Torah says, you're right. Then in Chutzla Aretz, of course you're in violation of Lo Sigzol, and then so you're also in violation of Lo Sigzol, but in addition to the issue of Lo Sigzol, then it's also in the issue of Lo Sasi Gvurayacha. Because it says, Lo Sasi Gvurayacha, Shagof, Rishon, Ben Achalos, Lo Shetimcho. So in Eretz Yisrael, if you steal karka in such a manner that you play around with the Gvul, so that's not only an issue of Lo Sigzol, which is right, it says it's also the additional issue of Lo Sasi Gvurayacha. So you see Kor, the whole Sifrei, the whole Anochem, the Sifrei, the Sifrei's bottom of the Kasha, what do you need Losasik for? In the conclusion of the Sifrei, Lava, Lomishne, Lava, and if it would be true that there's no Issa Gezeil on Karka, so that, but that's really Losafi for. It's in the Chanavi, they come to the shotgun and they say, if you get off this land, I don't play defensive, I threaten you're going to kill you, don't get off the land. So that's not Issa Gezeil. But if I play around with the defense, that's called Losafi. So the Supreme didn't say that. The Supreme said that playing with the fence is not only Losafi, it's also Losigzot. There's an Issa Gezeil to steal Karka. I mean, Gemara says the end of the comedy, Karka in Exodus. All that means is that it's not Mitzvah's Kedim of Gezeil. You don't get what we call Allah a Kim of Gezeil. It's not yours as Chayah of Oysim, but in terms of Yisim Gezeil, the Baal Ben Avad here in violation. A couple of months ago, before we moved into our house, we were building a fence. So we had to get, before you pull the fence, you had to get the surveyors to come down. They had to come down from the town and mark out exactly to the inch where your property is. They want to be a fence, somebody else's property. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was right at the end of this, right a little bit before Shoshana, because I think it was Pasha Shoftim, if I'm not mistaken, when we were doing that. So I was showing my kids, so this is what it means in the Chumash, the Sasek Bereacha, I think it's Chumash, this little Sasek Bereacha, it wasn't the Nachmas question, I think it was the Burnish, but okay, it's close. The same idea is that we have to be very, very careful that you have to mark exactly where the border is. And if you move the board, then you're going to half an inch. That's the Nisadir Ais of Gezeil, even the Chotlorets. And then it's all, it would be not only Nisadir Ais of Gezeil, there would be Nisadir Ais of Lachasid or Reacha. You have to mechanic kids with those things also. People think that it's also just mechanic kids, to shake a lube up and sit in the sock. You have to mechanic kids in Gezeil, not to be mechanic them to be gozer. You have to mechanic them not to be gozer. You have to mechanic them not to lush, you have to mechanic them not to lie. It's also chinuch. Marcos Vidas. But anyway, so the Pashas is not like this tells us. So just as the Gemara, Lagabi Gezeila, Lachoyer, the thing is that Karka is Nisa Gezeila, Lagabi on Noah, there should also be a Nisa on Noah, but the Gemara is lumping all these Nisurim together. So the Taiz is a very good finish. Which Risham the favor says against the Taiz? Each Risham says, Mama Black and White, that there is a Nisa on Noah and Karka. This is the Rabban. The famous Rabban Lathera. In Pashas Nahar. The Rabban is bothered with a very basic question in the Parish of Ono. I'm not writing the Parish of Homish. I'm not writing this Parish of Ramatzi right now. I'm writing this Parish of Homish. So we bothered with Pashas. He's just reading the Parish of Shad of Homish. The Rabban says that, on the one hand, we all learned the Mishnah of Ramatzi, the Vein and Elder Kakos. We all know the tradition of the Beis and the Beis, and Elder Kakos. Altonu Shizochi, that whole Parish of Law is only Dabar Dikna Miyad Miyad. So the Rabban has a very small technical question on this halacha. What's the small technical question? Is that it's against the pulse of the Chumash, because the Parsha of Onah is talking about selling fields. That's exactly what it's doing in Parsha Bahar. The Torah says, if I sell you a field, so if you live at a time when the Yovel is Noyeg, so you only buy the field up until the Shasa Yovel, so you have to be very, very careful to set the price properly. You can't just go to the, go say, well, this piece of real estate is worth $1 million. It's only worth $1 million. It's only worth the amount of money until the Shasa Yovel. Let's say the Shasa Yovel is in 5 years from now, so it's probably not going to be worth $1 million. Whereas the Shasa Yovel is in 45 years from now, it probably will be worth a lot more. The Torah says you have to be very, very careful when you sell field in Eretz Yisrael. The Shasa Yovel, the Mispar Shon Machar Yovel Tikna Beis Masecha, and Lefi Rav Hashon Lima Ot Hashon. You have to take it into consideration before you set a price. If you cheat a guy, say a guy comes, he doesn't know anything about Yovel, he's not such a lambda, he doesn't have a calendar, he doesn't know what Yovel is. So if I cheat him, and I say to him, Yovel's going to be in 49 years from now, and when I see Yovel's next year, so I cheated the guy. So that's also wrong. No, I provided him with this information, which altered the price. And the example, the model the Torah gives for Noah, is the case of Mechira Sadas. So comes there about and says, what will Chazal come to us? What kind of story is this? That ain't a nola kakos. What do you mean ain't a nola kakos? The example of a nola gufa that the Torah presents is gufa by Mechirat kakos. What's the Gemara talking about that there's ain't a nola kakos? So the Rabban says, al korchach, the solution to this problem is obvious that there are two dinim of ono. You don't have to be such a brisket or be like this. This is posher. There's an isser of ono, and then there's havdoras ono. Then there are repercussions, there are ramifications. A violating the din of Ono, the din of Shtus, Kana Machir Ono, the din of Yasim Shtus Babu Mecca. Comes your mind and says, when do we say that Ein Ono the Kekos? That means after the fact. That means from the post, the post Issa. That means the Hamadaris Ono, maybe the Bittul Mecca, even those din which result from the consequences of Ono, So ain't another kakot. And four chazal meant that the drasha was miyad misecha davar nikkem miyad miyad to spoon karet. The Yisrael, no. When the Pesach says, I'll totally shizachim, of course the Yisrael is referring to karet, as it says in the next Pesach, but this Pesach, only my friend, you know. Of course the Pesach is talking about the Yisrael of Anah that applies bein the karet to bein the metal. The Rabban himself says, from the Pesach in Chumash, you see core from the fact that on the one hand, the Pshuta Shemikra is talking about the Chiris karet. On the other hand, the Pesach Bapeh says, ain't another karet. So you see this obvious split between the Yisrael and Anah, and the repercussions and ramifications of post don't know of. So the Ramban the Feirish disagrees with the Feirish. The Ramban is Mamish, the post be a Chodesh against Tesis. So Tav, how do you defend Tesis? The Ramban's right. So the Feirish are possibly against them. The post itself is talking about on those Karka. If you say that Tesis is not the if it's dark, there's no Isser or no on Karka, so how do they learn Tesis in the post be a Chodesh? So the Ramban himself, in his Feirish on the Torah, can see that his Pshat is not the only Pshat in the post. It could be a different way of reading the Pesach totally. If you take a look at the Pesach in Vashet Bahar, so what is the Pesach today? The Chim Kuru Nimkar La Misecha, O Kano Miyan La Misecha, Al Tonu Isha Sachir. So that's din number one. Now, the next Pesach says, the Vispa Ashor Amachar Yoyvo, Tikten Eis La Misecha, Tonu Ram, Tifi Rav Hashem, and Rav Hashem, and the whole model of selling the Sod and Eretz Yisrael is Majer Yoyvo Mei. So if I read the Pesach, I would say, the Pesach number two, is the explanation of Pasuk number one. Pasuk number one is speaking in very, very general terms. Don't cheat your friend. That's like the clown. And now, this is an example. Now the Torah is giving you the Dugma, giving you the example. What would be a good example of the first Pasuk that I just told you? The following Moshe would be a very good example. You can extrapolate from the other one of the Chirus. So the Torah gives the model of selling a field of Shasha Yabu Dore. The same is true for buying a name, getting a path mark, or buying a car from your friend. It's all the same thing. He just said, oh no. That's the simple way of reading the Pesach. So the Rabban says, this is a different way of reading the Pesach. Maybe the Torah is talking like this. If you think from Nimkor HaMisecha, or Kanavi HaMisecha, Torah HaMisecha, that's Parshas Anah. That's all there is to write no more. That's the Din of Anah. So the Torah is telling you, the Din of Anah, and that's it. This has nothing to do with Stechuzah. So I was thinking in general terms, if you simcro anytime you sell things, what kind of things? And now the Torah comes and qualifies. O kanoi miyad amitecha. If the type of things that you are buying and selling are midavra nikim miyad miyad, if they're metalkalin, in contrast to karka, I'll take the issues off. If then there's an isra vono. If it's not metalkalin, then there's no isra vono whatsoever. End of parasha, end of paragraph, end of aliyah. The aliyah just started the puzzle before. One puzzle. That's the whole thing right now. Then the Torah is telling you something totally different. The Torah is telling you, by the way, there are dinim when you sell fields, b'shasha yavo noeg, you should just know that when you're selling fields, you're going to be a good economic right. When you know, when you're selling fields, b'shasha yavo noeg, so don't think that you're selling fields, the oven board, you're selling them only until shasha yavo, and the right thing to do is the price should reflect that. Does that mean that the Torah is telling you that the price doesn't reflect that that you violated anything? If the Torah is telling you this is an example of Anah, absolutely not, says the Ramban. It could be that the subsequent Pesukim are not referring back to the first Pesukim. The subsequent Pesukim, in the next discussion, the Torah is telling you that again, the primary purpose of this Parashat Bahar is telling us the Dinim of Shemitah V'Yom. That's basically what Parashat Bahar is all about. Parashat Bahar is not really dedicated to Hilchos Anah. Hilchos Anah really should have been like in Parashat Kedoshim or something, you know, the Mitzvah, Benon Machavera. So the rest of the Pesukim is really to tell you the dinim of Havzor Sodas B'Yodel. That's basically what the theme of Parshas Bahar is all about. The dinim of Shemitah, the technical details of Shemitah B'Yodel. So tucked in here the Torah through in a Pesuk about Onah. So according to the Ramban, that Pesuk about Onah stands in and of itself. It should not be taken in context of the entire Parsha. If there's no connection between the Havzor Sodas B'Yodel and the Yisrael Onah, then there is no Yisrael Onah in charge.
Why is the Pesuk saying not to do it?
The Torah is saying that. The Torah says, "I'll tell you, Shizachim, when you sell potatoes, don't cheat your friend." Now the Torah is saying, "But Mispar Shalom Achay Yego." Now the Torah is just describing to you the dinim of Mechira Sadas B'Shasha Yego Nayeg. You should just know that there's going to be Avzar Sadas B'Yego. You want to cheat your guy, don't want to cheat your guy. It's your problem. There's not an Isser. But the Torah is just describing to you what's going to happen to Shasha Yego. The same way the Torah says, when you sell a bias in your chayva, the following things are going to happen. The Torah is not telling you, I'll turn the issues off, don't cheat the guy on the price, because if you want to cheat the guy, you can't cheat the guy, because it's karka, at least the Yisrael Bono, someone wouldn't apply. That's how the Rabban says, another alternate reading of the Sukkot. Then the Rambam himself realizes that's a little bit dumb. It doesn't really sound that way. It sounds like Pasuk 2 is the detailed explanation of Pasuk 1. The Torah is coming and giving an example of what it means to violate or not. So how else can you read the Pasuk? If you want to have your cake and eat it, if you want to tell you the sheet, there's no Messiah on the cloud. On the other hand, you want to read the Pasuk straight, so how can you read it? So the Rambam alludes to a Gemara that appears in the condition of the Eidim. So the Gemara tells us that when we say that if you cheat somebody in the realm of karka, so the dinim are different than the talmud, that's if you cheat them how? If you cheat them in the value, in the price. So then there's a cloud of the eidim melech karkos. If you cheat somebody in terms of measurements, so what's talocha? If you sell a guy, I'm telling you 10 acres, and it turns out I'm telling you 5 acres, so then of course the mechiv is not valid. Of course it's not good, but that's more gazeva than unknown. It's like it tells you, if you're cheating a person, giving you misinformation, that's for sure. There's no difference between character and the Talmud. So says the Ramban, when you make a mistake in Mispa Hashon and Mechar HaYovel, if you tell the guy, listen, I'm selling you a field and it's going to be Yovel in 49 years from now, and the emphasis is going to be Yovel next year, so that's not the equivalent of Ono. That's not a mistake in the Dom, that's not a mistake in the Shavius of the character, the value of the character. That's a mistake in the Mitzvah of the Norm. That's a mistake of the acre, that's a mistake of the way, that's a mistake of the Bida, the Mishka, the Minyan. It's like Minyan. Here means that's a mistake in some physical reality about the karka. So you're telling it's a halachic reality about the karka. The guy thinks he's getting karka for 50 years, and he's only getting karka for 3 years, so that's a mistake of Bida, Mishka, the Minyan. So of course you're not allowed to cheat the guy of that. And if you cheat him, you have to return it. So says the Ramban, that's what the Torah is telling you. So Altoni Shazach means that don't cheat people. You know, when you sell, you got to be straight, you got to be honest in business. You're not allowed to buy and sell while cheating people. But there's the edge, there are different types of cheating. So there's cheating in terms of that you told them, like we gave an example the other day. I sell a guy a car, he's missing an engine. So I sell a guy 10 acres, it's only 5 acres, that's mamash outright cheating. That applies to character. Or if I tell the guy he's going to be on the land for 49 years, he doesn't be on the land for another 3 weeks, so that's mamash outright cheating. But if I hike with the price a little bit, there's a set price for this piece of real estate is worth $500,000. And I decide to hike it up to $750,000, so you don't know that it goes. The factor doesn't have a set price, so you can do whatever you want. You can raise the price, you can do except for the Onos Devarim aspect of the Shaila. But in terms of the use of Onos Mamon, one could argue there's no issue whatsoever of Onos Mamon. So the Ramban says those are two alternate ways of reading the Pesukim. But the simple way of reading the Pesukim Ramban pioneers is that the reason why the Torah says Al Tonu Ish Zohir, even though it's referring to Karka, because there's an Issa Derais in the Ra'ad Karka. According to the Torah in Bava Messiah, the holds there is no Issa Derais of Al Noah's Mavon by Karka. Either you have to read the Pasuk of Al Noah Lagamri out of the context of Steh Achuza, or you have to read it in the context of Sadas and Eretz Israel. But the Torah is saying that this type of a mistake, this type of a cheating, of in terms of the years of the Karka, so that's not Al Noah's, we know. That's close to the Sugi tradition of Eishon Reis, but it tells to meet the Mishnah of the Mishnah. Okay.
It's really in this shot on one we're trying to, start like a feeling of doubt within, like, you know, people when they're really doing the field. Like, it seems like, you know, we're encouraging this guy to look at the field before he buys it.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, so kind of trying to, like, keep the trust out of, you know, buying on the field.
I don't know. I mean, again, there's always that, you know, the question of, you know, at what point you say that the person should have done his research. You know, the person should have found out how much the field was worth. So that question, at what point you say that it was public information, the guy knew how much it was worth, and he was going to. That's the question. At what point you say that? So a couple of them, we do have a machlokes between Tosfos and Ramban. Tosfos people get problems with that Tosfos and Ramban. So Tosfos and Ramban does seem to say that there's no pitzur on the Ramban by Karka. And Ramban clearly says it's not the case. That even though the Ramban does concede that his pshad of Sukkim is not the only way to be the Pesukim, but he thinks that that's the emes of pshad. So now we have to take this one step further. We know that not only is Karka excluded from Ono, but there's another type of mistake that's excluded from Ono, and that's Pachas Mishtos. So the person whips somebody else, somebody cheats somebody in the price, and it turns out that it's less than a sixth for the value. But the map says that you're not mechiv to return the Ono. You assume that's not mechiv. People are mechiv, less than a sixth, generally speaking, people are mechiv. So Yesh Lachor, what's the very the following shadow? This din, Pachos Rishtus. So Lav Klok, Mechila, you don't even have to return it. For sure the Mechila is not Klokot. So what's Pshat? Does that mean that it's not subject to the dinim of Anor, the sense of the Achzeros Anor? Means the second aspect of Anor, the consequences of Anor, don't apply to Pachos Rishtus. But in terms of the Israel, oh, now that you got it, it's even Malas Biol. Even a mashuk, a puta, an olive steel, so an olive chiva, even by penny. So it could be when the Gemara says that shpachas mishtos, so lav klum, it's nothing. That means pachas mishtos, the mechivas kayemes, pachas mishtos, you don't have to return it, you don't know if it's stand out, the people is to be marginal. But in terms of the iser, so the iser of Amnor, the iser there, right, and apparently she's offering the party to pachas mishtos. So that would be similar to the Ramban's idea by Kak. And then the Ramban created for us this model that we can distinguish between the Isra and the Hazaras or no. So too, perhaps we can distinguish between the Isra and the Hazaras or no by Pachas Mishtos. Well, maybe we should argue now. Maybe we should argue that Pachas Mishtos is not a Shema thing. Pachas Mishtos is here. That's not called Ono. The Chlal, that's not called Ono. And that would be not a Shema Gomer. But you look at the Chilu, the Chita got less than it. So comes the Ramban himself, and tells us what he thinks, his opinion on this. Comes the Ramban and says, make the following equation halakha. It's an interesting equation. Says the Ramban, why is it that Eino no lekakos? Why not Eino no lekakos? Says the Ramban that a karka is as such that it's a pretty big investment, and then again, there is certain degrees of subjectivity to it. It says in Ramban, it's understood that if a person gets ripped off in the realm of karka, the stomach is Michael. Because he wants a piece of karka. Bottom line, he wants a piece of karka. And he knows in the back of his mind, maybe he's paying a little bit too much for it. So, but he's Michael. Mice, the bottom line is at the end of the day, he's Michael. So comes to Ramban and makes the decision. The Talpala less than a shus is like karka more than a shus. It's the same halacha. Two sides of the same coin. As we usually say, that karka is lagami different, karka l'chud, matata l'chud, no, so the Ramban is not true. There are really two different halachas of Ono. There's Ono when the person, people are generally not Meichel, and then there's Ono when people generally are Meichel. So what are some examples, what are illustrations of cases that people are generally Meichel? So one is karka, even if the mistake is more than a shus, people are generally Meichel. And number two, if it's pachas mishtos, if you remember talking, when people are generally Meichel. That was the equation, this ironclad equation that the Ramban made. But now, this ironclad equation leads the Ramban to a tremendous chiddush halacha l'maaseh. Comes the Ramban and says, since I just proved to you that there's an iser ono a karka, the Torah is never makpia the iser ono from karka. The Torah is only makpia the hakzeros ono harai the sukkim. The Ramban's reading of the sukkim. Says the Ramban, since I just convinced you. Try to convince you, convince everyone except for Taizen Ezen Ezra that there's an Issa Geraisa of Ono's Karka, notwithstanding the fact that people are Moichel. So, what do you see from this Issa of Ono's Karka? You see that just because the other person will be Moichel, it doesn't give you a right to do it. Torah says that the guy's Moichel, okay, after the fact, what happens when he's in Torah? Not going to obey him, doesn't have a right to demand the money back, because we understood that he's Moichel. But just because the other guy's Michael, that's not a mouth here, you need to go ahead and get the cheating. Go tell him up front. Tell him straight that you're charging him $100,000 too much. You couldn't even buy the car anyway, but you're not allowed to cheat him. You're not allowed to be dishonest. So it comes in about and says, the nature of the Yisr of Ono's character, the Yisr Glav, the Yisr Shemachayodo, the Yisr of Ono's character, Torah is telling us that it doesn't matter that the guy's Michael. Still, Abba Bichem, just because he's Michael, that's not Maskir, the Yisr Ono. Comes the Ramban and says, now let's borrow that concept, the other half of the equation, by Ono's, the Talf and Bachus Mishtos. If you go ahead and cheat a guy, by the Talf and Bachus Mishtos, you have no right to say, well, he's Michael, therefore said the governor. No, he's Michael, therefore there's no Habzoros at all. But in terms of the Yisr, that's an Yisr Diaraisa, Valtoni Shazach, and that's an Yisr Diaraisa of Ono's moment. This is the Ramban Kiddush. Again, it's Kiddush. It's really a combination of two premises. Premise number one, that there's an Isser Ono by Karka. Premise number two, that Pachas Mishtos Matafu is the same as Yais Mishtos Karka. If A and B are true, then the name of C is true, to their existence. This is their eyes. This is the honest somebody, even Bachus Mishtos Pani. This is Shita Sarabai. So the Rosh rolls into question of the Shambhan. The Rosh, in his fourth prayer, when we can't put the Rosh in the line of Tom's Hill. The Rosh says, throws out the Shaila, throws out the The Rosh throws out an independent Shaila. The Rosh says, I'm fine with the Bach, this idea that Bach is Mishtos, there's no law. And the Rosh, what does that mean? What does Bach is just low, not a law mean? Does that mean that it's Mamish Mutter? Or does it mean it's still also? What is the Tzadim? The Rosh says, well, on the one hand, it doesn't sound like it's an ice cream kaboom. It doesn't sound like it's a kosher Rosh and a Chiyagat. It sounds like there should be something else about it. On the other hand, the Rosh says, maybe one should argue that part of the shtos, that very definition, such a insignificant amount. It's such tails in terms of what the price of the object really is. It's a couple of pennies, a couple of dollars. Says the Rosh, maybe we can argue that's called derech mekach memkir. That's built into the system. It's understood. Everybody knows. When you buy and sell, so the price goes up a little bit, a penny here, a penny there, a dollar here, a dollar there. You're dealing with the expensive thing, $100,000 here, $100,000 penny, a derech mekach, to quote a wonderful tzaddik from Parshas Vayetzei. Cuts a couple of dollars. Comes to Rosh and says, maybe that's built into the system. The Torah says you're allowed to buy and sell things. Derech mekach memkir is the price goes up and down a little bit, fluctuates a little bit. Says the Rosh, cheat a guy, you know, more than a stiff. That's not fluctuation. That's enough. That's what Torah says not allowed to do. Such an insignificant amount, maybe that's the chlal not called on law. So that sat sofek of the Rosh, that maybe it's mamish mutl chetchila to, in a sense, mislead the guy. He thinks the price of the object is $100, and I tell him, no, the going price is $105. So that's not cool enough. Maybe it's Mizrashekatirchav, but if not, I don't know. So that's what the Rosh is such a tzad. That's against the Ramban. So the Ramban assumes that the Raposha said, this is their eyes, is the anaga, even a fruit, a mamish kosher. And this is their eyes, did not say the bathroom is lechel. And the Rosh knows that the possibility, you can't buy no, maybe not. Now, just because you accept the Rosh, if you accept this side of the Rosh, that it's mutter to be the honor guy less than Shtos, it doesn't mean that you accept the choices in Bava Metzia. It doesn't mean, therefore, it's mutter to be ma'ana by karka also, because the equation of the Ramban may not be correct. Because the Ramban was the one who was mechadish to us, it's the same shayla. We hold that it's also to be ma'ana pachas Shtos, it's also to be ma'ana karka. You hold one's mutter than the other's mutter. That equation may not be right. So just because the Rosh holds that it's mutter lechatchila, these folks down the Rosh, it's mamish mutter lechatchila to cheat the guy less than shtus, doesn't mean therefore the Rosh says it's mutter to cheat the guy by character more than shtus. The Rosh may hold that the two shalas are different. The shalas of the shtus, that's derech mekach memkir. Because by character, that's derech mekach memkir to cheat the guy $100,000. So the two shalas are not totally different. So we have a few different permutations. You may have another possible implementation. Two shalas of karka, ono by karka, and ono fox in the shtus may not be totally represented in the other direction. Also, it could be, maybe one can argue that from the other guy fox in the shtus by the talent, and that's a problem. You're not allowed to do that. But karka is that's a gun. One, it's there's the cost of a coming out of yourself. Karka is not in this parsha. Karka doesn't belong to Pashas Bahar. So it could be that karka may be mutter, whereas fox in the shtus may be also. Anything goes. You have really four different possible permutations in the shadow. What's the difference? Can you cheat a guy in Tarka? Can you cheat a guy in Bethlehem of Mishtos? So the Ramban is the biggest mach. Yeah? The Ramban holds that everything's awesome in the Torah. Talk to Mishtos, the Bethlehem is awesome in the Torah. Tarka is awesome, everything's awesome in the Torah. You could theoretically take the other extreme and say that just as Taisa says that Tarka is mutter, maybe Bach's Mishtus is also mutter, that's a possibility. Or you could have either one of the two permutations in the middle. You could say if Ramban's right by Tarka, but he's wrong by Bach's Mishtus, because of the Rosh Hashanah, that's what they're by Chumach, that's the Sefer Chinuch Shita. Sefer Chinuch writes that way. That if the Ramban's right by Tarka, but he doesn't quote the Ramban by Bach's Mishtus, or you could have the other possibility, the flip in the sense of the Sefer Chinuch, that Tarka's mutter, because that suggests that also the Bach's Mishtus is also. So a lot of different variables in this sugya.
Can we say
Bachmishtos
then more than
sikra
with the market value?
Sixth of what you're charging?
Actually, what do you think they have based on you?
No,
the mech is not okay with Bishayta. The Kvar, the Nukhna Mechiras, that you have to take into consideration to sell the place that you're selling things. So let's say, for example, I have a bottle of water. So a bottle of water, how much does it go for? It goes for 50 cents. But let's say I'm on a desert island, and everyone's dying of thirst. So I have a bottle of water, and they go for a lot more. That's not all normal. That means Ayla Hekish should be in the market. But then again, Ayla Hekish on the Kvar Bishayta. Different things change according to the place and according to the law, according to the farming. If you want to know, is Yankee Stadium called a place? That's called a mocham. So that the guy, that comes into Yankee Stadium, he doesn't know anything about price of water. So I go ahead and I say, what do they sell there? How much?
$5
a bottle of water. Okay. So a guy comes in and wants a bottle of water in Yankee Stadium. So he thinks, I just came from China, so he thinks that, oh, this is the bottle, this is what bottles of water go for in New York City, okay. So no problem, chase $5 a bottle of water. Then he comes out, he goes to the bodega across the street, and he realizes they're only 29 cents. So is that cool? No, no, no. Could you argue that in New York City, it's not going to rip it off. On the other hand, within Yankee Stadium, that's not mobile. That's the mechir, Yankee Stadium is $5. That's a very
according to that sound of the rest, there wouldn't be any onus of arm either, right? Because he's saying that's...
Yeah, Pasha, that's Dr. McGuff. It's understood you go into business, so I don't think you need to die. It's in a penny. What's the price?
Is it the
buyer? Yeah, he cheats the mocha, yeah.
No.
That's like a victim. A guy steals. A guy steals my property. I'm not in violation of business. But if I do it the other way around, there's... He got a car. He doesn't know anything about cars. He thinks the car's worth $500. These things. The car's really worth $10,000. Right. He thinks some yeshiva should have a piece of junk. He doesn't realize that's really a great car. It's worth $100,000. I said, no, what you have is a yeshiva should piece of junk. It doesn't work. You see, nothing. The lights don't work. The gears don't work. The pedals, nothing work. So he said, yeah, this is Shiva guy. Okay, he finds out the truth. So he takes $500. Then he finds out it's worth $100,000. Okay, violated. Oh no. And then he might take the man with money back. It's only by rid this that even when you das the mouth and the leg are both silent. Okay, good. So hopefully we have Asugya. So Asugya, a Dana Nola Kakos. We got a little bit of a background to Asugya. What does Dana Nola Kakos mean in terms of the Rashi Shita, that's the Metas, the Toysa Shita, that's twice the price, that's the Yorama, there's no law at all. I don't know, it's a decision to give them, but first of all, then there's all 7.5 in terms of the Dana Nola Kakos. So that means just the Hazaras and not that the Lava as well. Okay, we're going to the next video. Okay. The first is Ancient Lechem Bavaria Sugya. Hopefully this will take us for a while. It's a very, very big sugya. Not so big in the Gemara, but pretty big in terms of a lot of different aspects of the sugya. So the Gemara now picks up on Shlichos. It's a role. That's the basic sugya of the temple beginning of the Gemara. So the account of the Shulchan is the Gemara says, "V'hodes na'an." How do you understand the principle of shlichus in light of the following mishnah of the Talmud? Hashlechus of Eir b'yadcheir shaytiv kachad. Potem in the other mechayim in the shemayim. If I send a fire in the hands of the cheir shaytiv kachad, it's going out of my das. So I'm potem in the other, and I'm chayim in the shemayim. As well, in the punishment, and then we beg the shemayim, so I'm potem. Which is also going to come out of the Talmud right now. More technical details about. What does it mean? I said a fire. I said something which is a red lit, which is a frosted lit, which is just the flame itself. All complicated excuses. And then there was H. But the part that we wanted was that she left the care, then the care comes about half with a fire, and now he's mad at it. Care is fine. What's he trying to do? I'll H. He says to H. He wants to face him. The heather, one of the dawn of the Snezikin, the first mission to the camera. So H is Kaya. So if I send the out of the calf, the calf is higher. That's the Gemara, the Amai, the Shluch Hashem Kemoisai. Why don't we say that Shluch Hashem Kemoisai? Why don't we apply Shlichos? So the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Ein Shaliach with Baraveira. So that's different because there's no Shlichos by the Baraveira. The Amina, the Verav, the Tama, the Verishon. that the shliach should have listened to the Rebbeinu Shalom, who's the Rebbe, who is just a Talmidim. They should have listened to the Rav, they shouldn't listen to the Talmidim. Therefore, there's no shlichus. That equation, this aspect in itself, give it a Rav, give it a Talmidim, therefore there's no shlichus, needs a little bit of beer. So as the sugyas are developed, we have to see what exactly that phrase means, and therefore what? So that's true, he shouldn't have listened, but the Maharaj said he did listen. So why exactly does that affect whether the shlichus is going to take place or not? Let's just see about that. But the Kol Panim, at this point, the Gemara says this is an exception in the Torah that is called shlichus, well, ain shlichus darbeir. We ask the Gemara, is that really true that ain shlichus darbeir? We find the exceptions. What Tanya, shliach shlo also shlichuto, shliach ma. Let's say I tell somebody to go and use something which is hektish. So we know one is not allowed to violate, one is not allowed to use hektish. The one uses hektish for its private purposes. So not only is one in violation of this diaraisa, if one does it to shayyeh, someone has to be in a special carbon, the carbon is ila, one has to pay the value of what he used, and he had a chaymish as a penalty, and then he has to be in a special carbon, the usher of ila, so he can come in the morning. So, typically, the Gemara never spells out what the isra of ila is. It's just, because it tells us, if you violate the ila, then you have to pay a carbon. So it's got to be some isra, and what's the isra? So never since the parish in the Chumash, what is the isra of going to take a damage of hektish and using it? The Rishonim start scrounging around in the Sechas Me'ila with, how do you know, we have to say, they're not allowed to be Nenim and Hekdesh. So some Rishonim would say, it's Bayakim. So if you guys don't know how to break your word, so if I take a Nen, I'm not allowed to violate my Nen, I take a Shul, I'm not allowed to run a Shul. So if I mark this something, then I go ahead and use it, so I'm violating my word. My word is to say it's Hekdesh, and I use it, I'm breaking my word, I'm not treating it as Hekdesh. That's what some Rishonim say. So that would be potentially problematic, because what if I wasn't the one who was makdish it? Let's say you were makdish something, and I go ahead and I use it, so I'm in violation of the ila. So how could that be al yachel devarav? I wasn't mechel my dibur. I never said anything. How could that be a violation of al yachel? So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Except Rebbe Moshe Zadarim, how to translate the phrase lo yachel devarav. The Torah says in Parashas Matos, if you take a neder or a shvua, lo yachel devarav, you're not allowed to violate your word. So does devarav mean your word, you as the know there, but does devara mean the word that was said by anybody? What does that mean? So let's say Hilchus Nedarim. Let's say Reuven takes a neder that Shimon shouldn't be net at any of his property. And then Shimon goes ahead and he uses his property. He takes his property and uses it. So does Shimon violate Bal Yachel? Some Rishonim say, yes, that's Bal Yachel. Another Rishonim say, how's that Bal Yachel? Bal Yachel devaro. And Shimon didn't open up his mouth. Shimon never said the Dover should be Hekdesh. If he's there, the Dover should be Asar. So how does Shimon violate Bal Yachel Devara? So the other Rishonim respond and say, yeah. Bal Yachel Devara Adibrukai. That means, Bal Yachel doesn't mean don't violate your word. It means any word that was said, any Dover Shel HaFla that was said, now all of Christ will become Muzeron to make sure that word is not Mechula. So if I, in effect, use your Dover on another, so I'm in violation of Bal Yachel Divaro. So that's the big machlokes of Rishonim. So now we go to that too. The Kama Rishonim learned that the Isser of Ila is Bal Yachel, but they're assuming something. They're assuming that those Rishonim hold in the Sechas Nedarim, that that's also called Bal Yachel, even though I didn't make the Neder. So the Rishonim who in Hilchos Nedarim don't say that way. Well, that Bal Yachel only refers to I was the know there, so they have to find another pasuk for the Isser of Ila. So you have to work hard, you have to figure out a pasuk. So the psukim, the Ram is a pasuk, Rav is a pasuk, the Rishonim dig up different psukim, and they look at the Ila. So there's no question that there's an Isser d'Oraisa to be mild to Hekdesh, and there's no question that if a person violates the Isser of the Ila, he has to bring a carbon to the Ila. So now, that background, so the remark of the Mishnah, that is the Ila that tells us, that what's the name, if I appoint the Shaliach, I say to this guy, do me a favor, go take this object, for me, go and use this object. So the Brisa says, the Mishnah says the following, that if the Shaliach doesn't listen to me, even as I tell him, see what the apple is over here, go, whatever, go use them or something. See that? That may not be a good example. Let's say that chair over there, if you go and use that chair, and he doesn't use the chair, he goes and use the table. He goes ahead and use something else in that dish, which I didn't tell him to use. So comes the Mishnah says, Shaliach lo also shlichusa, the Shaliach doesn't listen to me, he changes, so then Shaliach mo, when the Shaliach is in the cave, like you say in Chol Perkuba, if I appoint, let's say I make a Shaliach to the Kaddish Rach, when he goes into the Kaddish Leah, the position of both of these. The only issue we have to do what I have to do. So if the shliach doesn't do this because the shliach more, so then the shliach is all over shliach. And now the ma'aseh, he is the davar shel hekdesh. So it's his avayir of the ilah. But also shlichusa, what if he did his shlichus? I told him to do this, and he kind of did this. But then the balabayis is in violation. The person who originally sent him, the shalech, is in violation of the ilah. The balabayis has to bring the carbon to the ilah. Yes, the Gemara, he also shlichusa of the balabayis. Balabayis be amol. Why should that be so? If the shalech does listen, why is the balabayis boil? Why don't we say by the age, there's no shlichus of Barber, because Zivir Rav Devar Talmud. Why don't we say that here also? It says the Gemara, no, this is different. Either the Yaitim and the Fal, Shalim, either the Yofa Chet Mitruma. It's a Gzer Shav of Chet Mitruma. It says the word Chet Mitruma, it says the word Chet Mitruma. But Truma Mashu Shaliach, Af Mi'ila Mashu Shaliach. This is the exception to the rule. So basically, the halacha is that Ein Shlichus of Barber. And the E was the Yaitim and Chal. There are a few Yaitim and Chal, but just put out this is the Yaitim and Chal. At this point, it was like the Yaitim and Chal, very Gzer Shalom from Truma. The Mishan just point out the Gzer Shalom from Truma, the Gemara didn't discover America on that in the days of tradition. The Gzer Shalom from Truma exists in the second Me'ilah, but other than it, the whole series of different halachas that we learn now, Truma to Me'ilah, the Gemara is just being the Chadash here, tradition remains in the days. That this prop of Yeshua Vaveir by the is also learned out from the Zer Shabbat. The Zer Shabbat exists. The Zer Shabbat is on the books. This is a real bona fide Zer Shabbat. There are some Yeshua who say that this is the Mokkah of the Yisra Me'ilah. We said before that we're not sure. What is it in the Chumash? Now I'm in Nenem and a Hektish. It just says that if you do it, so then you're a Chayav Kvar. But where's the Mokkah for the Yisra? So some Yeshua say, this is the Mokkah. Chayim Chayim Truma. Just as you're not allowed to eat Truma, so too you're not allowed to be Nenem. This is Gufa, the Gzera Shabbat teaches us the Isser Gufa.
So
Kohanim
can do the
Ilah
then?
Kohanim can do the Ilah, no, that part doesn't go.
They need Truma.
They can eat Truma, okay. So there are differences, okay. There are differences.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the structure was really saying. Is it saying that just like by Truma for Shogi?
No, it's just saying just as by Truma there's a concept of Shlif, that can appoint the Shlif to be Master Truma. So just as the Nuch is true, but there's a concept of Shalivas, so through the Eilu there's a concept of Shalivas as well. So even though the Eilu should not have been subject to Shalivas, we should have said, Ein Shalivas V'Avera, Kamash Tumah Derech Natura. Okay. Good. So far, so good. Okay. This is the Gzeres HaKvas of Zayim Eilu. Comes Tosis and asks you, Tosis says, so if you think about it, why is there no shlichus with Barbeir? If you hear the Gemara, it doesn't really quote you. So can grip. Gemara called the Svara, Divya Rav, Divya Tama, Divya Mishad. It means the shouldn't have listened to me, shouldn't listen to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Therefore, the shlichus is faulty, whatever that equation means. That's nice. So we're clear to that. That since the whole mock of Rebbeinu Shlom and Barbeir is not really a faulty, it's a Svara. A Svara is a Din Dereis. If you learn that Din Dereis from Svara, that's also true, the Gemara says. So this is a deristic concept of Ein and Barbera. It's basically derived from the Svara. It says to appear to them that when the Svara applies, the Din applies. When the Svara doesn't apply, the Din doesn't apply. Tosa says, well, when does the Svara apply? Chora, the Svara only applies to situations where the Shaliach knows that it's not different. Here the Shaliach, the Moshal, the later on, Beretzicha, I point the Shaliach, I hit this to go kill somebody. The shliach standing there with a gun. He knows he's not allowed to kill. He doesn't say the chumash al sirka. He knows what he's doing. Then the halacha says ein shliach and barber, and then he can't come to base and later say, "No, I was just a shliach. I was just taking water." And the mishalech is chayav. It's not true. The shliach, the guy pulls the trigger. He's the one that's chayav. This is base. The shliach can get his share, and then in the liach maybe has some shama. But in terms of base and shemata, so it's the ritzach is the one who pulls the trigger. So Bichli Hagav, that the Ritzach is amazed, the Shlich is amazed, it's not going to understand. If a Rav is a Talmud of so the Shlich is a problem. But if the Shlich is a Shayyeh, the Shlich didn't know, he never heard of it. Never heard this as this. He didn't realize what he's doing wrong. Or any other of her, he doesn't, he's missing a piece of information, he's a Shayyeh. So the Chayyeh, the Svar of the Rav, the Talmud doesn't apply. If the Svar doesn't apply, then we go back, we fall back on the remainder of the Chalal, the regular Kala, the Yeshlichus, the Kala Terakulish, from the Himalaya. So I'll tell you the sugya that dama parshat like that when the svara of divrei harav doesn't apply, and so he assumes the dama parshat doesn't apply by shogeg. The din of shliach the davar doesn't apply. So according to Taisus, whenever the shliach is shogeg, the ayeshu is the davar. As it says, now we get a little bit of a problem. The Megillah, by definition, is assuming that the person who's being dead is doing a bishayi. The chata bishkar from Mikashi Hashem. The karm of Megillah is not even in the ballpark, but it's not bishayi. If it's permeated, if the person is not in the hektish permeated, what happens to him? It happens to be a machoikin zatana, it's being Rebbe and the Rabban. Rebbe holds, it's chayav nisa b'dei shemayim. The guy knows full well this hektish and he takes it and uses it. That's nisa nisa b'dei shemayim. It's in Pesachim, it's in the second part of Pesachim. So Rebbe, in fact, learned that from Chet Chet Metruma. Because it says Chet Chet Truma, it says Chet Chet Me'ila. So just as Chet Chet Truma, but not Koyah eats Truma, he's kind of Nisi B'nei Shemayim, Mesa Boi Ki Yechel Mahu. So Rebbe says, just as by Truma, there's Nisi B'nei Shemayim, the Mesa. Also by Me'ila, there's Nisi B'nei Shemayim, the Mesa. And the Rabbanon happens to disagree with Rebbe based on a technical drasha, who makes a boy, Pratla Me'ila, and there's a drasha that there's no Nisi B'nei Shemayim, but it's that horror, you can't Malchus. You go ahead and you eat Truma, you go ahead and you net him and hectic for Mazen. So according to Rebbe, not only do we give you Malchus, but we give you Misa B'nei Shemayim, but you'll get Misa B'nei Shemayim also. And according to the Rabbanon, no, there's no Chiyuv Misa B'nei Shemayim. Kalach Leikis and Hilchus Anshim Bezen Shal Mala. The Bezen Shal Mata, Yechai Malchus. The Chol HaDeish Yechai Malchus. But the Korban Me'ila there isn't. So we speak about the Chiyuv of Korban Me'ila. The bulk of Mechnet of Me'ila is not talking about Me'ila B'Mazen, it's talking about the Chiyuv of Me'ila B'Shegi, the Korban of Asher Me'ila is. So all the Mishnayos and the Ilah talk about everyone's Bishayi. So comes to it and says, if the whole sugya of the Ilah is Bishayi, so how can the Gemara even be bothered with Ein Shliach HaZavim? What is the Gemara presenting condition on days and the days that, hey, wait a second, happened to be Shliach HaZavim, the Ilah after all, Ein Shliach HaZavim, because the Virab and the Talmud, and the Gemara had to be Mechadish, that the Ilah is different, and there's a cause of of Chayyim Truma that Me'ila is the exception to the rule. Says Tosfos, what are you talking about? Me'ila is in my eye, Me'ila is the exception to the rule. Me'ila is the regular rule. The regular rule is that although it's true Ein Shliach HaZavera, that's in the case of the Shliach of the Me'ila. The Shliach of the Shagig, like by definition Me'ila, the Shliach of the Shagig, so the Shliach of the Shliach HaZavera, that's Tosfos Kash in the entire city. The entire city from A to Z doesn't make any sense to us. How can the Gemara tumble down the Ila if built into the system is that the Shegeg is Yeshlech and Dach? So the question?
Why is that a problem? Like, there's still Yeshlech and Dach.
No, but the Sugya is talking about Maul. Whenever the Gemara says Maul, that means Kerb and Ila. That's what it always means. It's a Chai of Kerb and Ila. So what's going on? The Taiz is so bothered with this Kasha that they revamped the entire reading of the Gemara. Taisa says that the Gemara is Kasha from the Ila. Aha, you see the Shlichos from the Ila. The Gemara didn't really mean the case that I quoted, the standard case of a Shlich to Yishayeh. Taisa said there's one Mishnah tucked away in the second Me'ila that talks about Shlichos by Me'ila, even when the Shlich is amazing. Let's quote the Sugya there, where he says, the Afilu Niska Shalich. He's alluding to a mishnah in the Chaval from Masechas Me'ila. So the Mishnah tells us that what if I appoint the shaliach to take this object, to use this object, and I don't really that Tekfish. I have no idea that Tekfish. And the shaliach, when he does it, Taka does realize that Tekfish. He realizes all of a sudden he's tackles the fact that Tekfish. He realizes what he's doing is wrong. He's amazed at it right now. So the halacha is, since the balabayas was a shogeg, and the shaliach is a mevzeh, the balabayas is chayav. Because since yesh shalichos by me'ila, he was the exception to the rule, so yesh shalichos with dvar aveira. So since the balabayas is a shogeg, the balabayas is chayav in the chodim me'ila. So that's the business the Gemara was asking on. The Gemara asked the kasha, how can there be such a halach, how can there be such a mishnah, how can there be such an implication of a Mishnah in the end of the Masechas Me'ila, and when the Balabayas is shogeg and the Shaliach is mazed, if the Balabayas is Mayel, the ain't Shaliach is Balabayra, because after all, the Shaliach is mazed. So by mazed, we should say, Dibri Rav, Dibri Tav, Dibri Shemin. So that Mishnah is the stira to Dibri Rav, Dibri Tav. So that mission that the Gemara had asked, and over Eva Vichtaf, the rule that goes to the Xeris HaKos, the Xeris Shava, of Chei Chei Bichim. So according to Tyson's whole re-verifying of the Gemara wasn't asking from regular Me'ilah, the case where everyone's shagging, all my shagging, the Shalash, the whole world was shagging. Normally, we must have as Me'ilah, you think everybody's innocent, never everyone's innocent, nobody knew what was going on, everyone was a shagging. So when we read the Gemara's Kasha, we thought that was asking from the standard case of Me'ilah, where the Balabai is shagging, the Shalash shagging. So Tyson said that can't be the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara would never be bothered with that Kasha, because the Chiyagavit, the Shalash is a shagging. Kappa makes a lot of sense. Yeshlech is Barbarian, Kolotarakum. You don't need a din profi by Me'ilah. That's a din quality of Yeshlech is Barbarian, Kolotarakum, of Yeshlech is Shayyeh. Tarik says it was so bothered with this Kasha that they had to revamp the Gemara's own Kasha. The Gemara was only asking for that very, very small nuance of the case where the Shlech happens to be amazing. One can already sense when you have a Tarik like this, the Tarik says the Mamish re-shtuk into the Gemara, the other Shah are going to say different things. Have to see off the tomorrow how the Ritva had an entirely different reading of this Gemara, and the Tosfos Rid had an entirely different reading of this Gemara, not like Tosfos Rid.
Well,
I think it's on Drop to Earth, though. It does? It's a little bit early. 11:39. I don't know how long this is.